Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, a couple of woke updates of the week, actually, here whenever I catch up with our friend David Noble, who guest hosts the show for us. He's got his Lecture Fan X account. He's got his Lecture Fan Twitch TV podcast. I always like to do a woke update of the week, talk about some of the crazy woke nonsense going on out there. And the one of them that I talked about with David was this story from Cowboy State Daily, where these three University of Wyoming women volleyball players are part of a bombshell lawsuit against the Mountain State, the Mountain West Conference. You know, San Jose State University has that man playing on the women's team, and so thankfully, all of these young women are standing up and they're speaking out against it, and they're refusing to play against this men on the woman's team, and so they're all being heard loud and clear. But this the conference is still allowing this nonsense to take place and putting these women at risk, putting their opportunities at risk. So that's one woke update of the week on a good news front, where these young women are standing up. And yeah, it was so cool a week ago, last Thursday night when I was in Bozeman for the Montana Family Foundation banquet, and Lily Meskers was in the house. And Lily Meskers, along with Katie Whitehurst, who both run track for the University of Montana Grizzlies, they both spoke out against, you know, this paid political endorsement opportunity where John Tester's operatives were trying to pay female athletes to endorse him. And they said, no, you voted against us. You voted against women's sports. So we're not going to, why would we endorse you when you won't endorse us? And they were so, you know, strong to speak out. And it was such a great move. But more and more young women all across the country are speaking out. But it was so great. Riley Gaines, this courageous young woman, Riley Gaines was the speaker at the Montana Family Foundation banquet last week. And with Lily Meskers in the house, she was actually sitting at our table. My wife, Jessica, had a table for the Alliance Defending Freedom there. And Riley Gaines called her out and said, you not only had an impact in Montana, you had an impact in Texas, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, in Wisconsin, in Michigan. Your effort to speak out made waves all across the country. And so anyway, that's so great to see. But here's another crazy woke update of the week for you here. The Daily Caller had this. RV sales to be banned across six states as California climate rules take effect. The Democrats obviously didn't get the message a week ago. These guys are so crazy that they are banning the sale of certain types of RVs in California, Washington, Oregon, New York. But don't you worry. We've got great RV dealers here in Montana. Come spend your money here so you can get out there and enjoy the great outdoors. All right, phone lines are open, 406-294-0970.
Securing America.
The future of America's support for Ukraine was a topic of discussion as President Biden hosted President Trump in the White House Wednesday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan spoke about the subject during a briefing following that Oval Office meeting.
President Biden reinforced his view that the United States standing with Ukraine on an ongoing basis is in our national security interest.
Sullivan explained further.
A strong Europe, a stable Europe, standing up to aggressors and dictators and pushing back against their aggression is vital to ensuring that we don't end up getting dragged directly into a war.
The National Security Advisor also spoke on the economic benefit of providing aid for Ukraine.
Their dollars we're investing here in the United States in American jobs, producing American weapons.
Sullivan says those weapons expand America's defense industrial base and military capacity. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Congress is back in session now after the election. Lawmakers haven't met in earnest since late September, and frankly, Congress has barely been here since June. But that's about to change as it enters the lame duck Congress before the new Congress starts in January. There are lots of items lawmakers must address before noon on January 3rd, the start of the new Congress. Here's what they need to do. A bill to fund the government is due by December 20th. Also outstanding, a farm bill, the annual defense policy bill. There's a chance lawmakers could push for more assistance for Israel and Ukraine. Disaster relief is also front and center. FEMA's immediate needs coffers are dwindling after hurricanes Milton and Helene. Plus, lawmakers must likely approve an additional disaster aid package now that the price tags of both of those storms are rolling in. And the storms long ago bled dry the Small Business Administration's disaster loan program. Small businesses with impacts from the storms could apply for loans, but the SBA was out of money and couldn't send help. So Congress needs to reload that program, too. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News. With 10...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I think Joe Biden actually voted for Donald J. Trump in this election. I think he actually did it. I think he is so mad at what Kamala Harris did to him. Not just what Kamala did to him, what Nancy Pelosi, what George Clooney, what they all did to him. I think he was so mad about that that he actually did it. He actually voted for Donald J. Trump. Did you see the smile on that guy's face yesterday? Not just the smile on his face, but more importantly, the smile on his wife, Dr. Jill Biden's face. She was so happy to see Donald J. Trump. They were so happy to all be together. Now, you contrast that with the other day when she was sitting right next to Kamala Harris. And boy, there was a big gap between them. They did not look happy at all. I think Joe Biden actually voted for Donald J. Trump. All right, speaking of Donald J. Trump, man, I tell you what, I just love the fact that he selected Pete Hegseth to be Secretary of Defense. Pete Hegseth is an Iraq, Afghanistan veteran. He's one of us. But more importantly, he's a younger Iraq and Afghanistan veteran. Why do I say that? I say that because, look, you've got Lloyd Austin, who's the current Secretary of Defense. He was so perched up next to the flagpole. He didn't know what was going on in Iraq and Afghanistan. Pete Hegseth lived it. He fought the battle. He was right there on the ground in the fight. And so it's great to have an actual warrior who wants to go take the fight to the woke nonsense that's destroying our military straight to the Pentagon. But listen to these pearl-clutching pansies in the liberal media.
Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary. What do you think?
I'm shocked, truly. And this is exactly what we worried about and we warned about Donald Trump, which is that he is going to appoint unqualified loyalists to shape this government into his own personal fiefdom.
The pick was a surprise on Capitol Hill, where one senator literally said, wow.
In the pre-Trump world, it would be impossible for a Pete Hegseth to get through the Senate confirmation process for any job in government. They will have no problem voting for any ridiculous, incompetent Trump appointee.
Yeah, that was one of those clowns, one of those pearl-clutching pansies on MSNBC last night, trashing Iraq and Afghanistan veteran Pete Hegseth, the Ivy League-educated Pete Hegseth. It'd be unbelievable. And what was so funny is on Gutfeld's program last night, he then shared the images of the actual people appointed to some of these key positions by the Biden-Harris regime, like Lipstick Lex Luthor. Remember the guy with the bald head and the creepy mustache that always wore the women's dresses? And then, of course, there's Rachel Levine, the guy dressed up as a woman admiral. That's the generals in their woke army. But then they want to take shots and mock actual war veterans like Pete Hegseth. Kind of par for the course for the liberal media, isn't it? These pearl-clutching pansies. Let's go into the phone lines, 294-0970. Linda in Billings, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I am so happy with all these picks that President Trump has made. And the funny part about it, if you look at them all, they're all from Florida. Now, the Democrats are scared to death, but they are planning something for next week. I don't know what it is, what date, I don't know any of that, but they are planning something. So people need to be ready, but they're going to try to backwash all these people with lies and all this stuff. It's going to come out. I can see it right now.
Well, the Matt Gaetz nomination, I know, surprised a lot of people, even surprised a lot of folks that support President Donald J. Trump. They're like, wow. Apparently there were audible gasps in the House Republican conference yesterday when that news was announced by President Donald J. Trump. Sean Davis, I love this response by Sean Davis, who is, you know, the co-founder of The Federalist. He said this: the FBI and DOJ previously tried to frame Matt Gaetz with the help of a con artist who was trying to extort Gaetz's family out of tens of millions of dollars. I can't think of a more perfect choice to tear the most corrupt agency on earth down to the studs. Bravo, President Trump. That was a Sean Davis. Let's go next to Stephen and Cody. Stephen, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
How you doing there? Good morning, Montana Talks. Hey, these appointments, these unusual surprise appointments, shows the genius of Trump in that he's draining the swamp at the same time he's appointing them, because these people, these swamp denizens, will just be running to the door to get out from under these other people. They won't work for Matt Gaetz. They won't work for Pete Hegseth.
You are spot on.
Heading to the exits. Then Trump doesn't have to do a thing. He doesn't have to fire a shot. That's the genius of the man right there.
Yeah, because if you want to, I mean, good luck trying to fire these federal bureaucrats. Good luck trying to get rid of these swamp creatures. The best thing you can do is the best thing you can do is get them to just quit. If they just quit their jobs, well, you didn't have to go through the process of firing them or reload. That was part of the reason why in the last administration, when they started moving the headquarters for these land management agencies back west, that was the other secret genius behind that was, A, you put these land management agencies closer to the lands they actually oversee. B, you think those swamp creatures want to move back to these western states? No. So by forcing them to move, you forced them to quit. It was genius. Hold that thought. We'll come back to you after the break if you got more to share.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Even many in the media are giving Donald Trump positive reviews for picking the likes of Marco Rubio as Secretary of State, some of the other members of Congress and former members, and South Carolina Governor Kristi Noem for top appointments in his administration. But boy, that abruptly changed. First came the naming of Pete Hegseth, the co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, and a decorated combat veteran to run the Pentagon. And he has definite ideas about reforming the Pentagon. And fair questions are being raised about whether or not he's ever managed a large bureaucracy. And then came Matt Gaetz as Attorney General, a guy who was under a federal investigation himself for an alleged romance with an underage girl. No charges were ever filed, but he is a bomb thrower. The AG's position is very sensitive, and now we have full-blown media controversies. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox.
This is House Call for Health. The medical and technological worlds often go hand in hand, with new devices providing breakthroughs in healthcare that researchers hope will improve people's lives. Now, engineers at the University of Hawaii are revealing more about how their tiny robots can revolutionize future treatments in big ways. Researchers hope they'll open doors for more minimally invasive treatments in the future. The bots are made of a mesh structure, allowing them to morph as they wind through the body's vessels. Unlike some other surgical tools which have cords, doctors will be able to direct these robots around the body externally using magnetic fields. Once the robots are at their desired locations inside a patient, doctors also hope this could result in helping patients who might need to travel a long distance for treatment. instead allowing a doctor to remotely control a robot to help with a medical issue. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, that was such a great point there by Steve from Cody. Such a great point there. Yeah, Steven and Cody, thanks for that phone call. Great to hear from you. I guess he commutes back and forth between working in the Gallatin Valley area and back home to Cody, Wyoming. And, yeah, it's great. Montana Talks pushes all the way down to Cody, Wyoming, through 970 KBUL out of Billings. And then, of course, you got the Montana Talks app as well if you hit a gap in signal there. But phone lines are open here, 406-294-0970. What a great point he made. It's basically, this is a, in part, this is a war of attrition. Because right now, our federal government bureaucracy is such a mess. Look at how hard we had to fight just to be able to fire VA personnel that were mistreating veterans. That maybe the mistreatment was so bad that veterans actually died because of bad actors within our own VA. And look at how hard we had to fight just to be able to fire them. Well, there's bad actors in every single one of these government agencies. There's a lot of good people, too. I always got to mention that. But there are bad actors. And good luck trying to fire them, which is why we need to see some reforms ushered in. The best. This was part of the secret genius. I know we were short on time there before that last break, but this was part of the secret genius when they started moving the headquarters for some of these land management agencies back west. It was brilliant because, one, you had a lot of these federal bureaucrats who were like, I don't want to move. I quit. Okay, good. Get out of here. Didn't even have to worry about trying to fire you. They just quit. Because they just want to be back there in the swamp and go from this building to that building and this GS rating to that GS rating. And you move these land management agencies closer to the lands they actually oversee. And then now you here in the Rocky Mountain West are more likely to fill those jobs or bend their ear instead of somebody back in the swamp in Washington, D.C. One more quick point, and then I'll get to our next caller on the phone lines. We got Robert in Belgrade. One other quick point that I wanted to make here is, you know, from a Montana standpoint, this is also why we owe a big debt of gratitude and a big thank you to Elsie Arnson, Montana's current superintendent of public instruction. She was the first Republican elected to that position in over 30 years. She got reelected to that position, and now a great Republican is going to be following in her footsteps to be the superintendent of public instruction. Not only did she stand up against this BS and stand up to these bullies in the AA school districts who were forcing your kids and your teachers to wear masks, telling grandparents they couldn't go watch their grandkids play sports, she stood up to those bullies in the AA school districts at the time. But kind of like what a Matt Gaetz might do at the Department of Justice. She came in like a wrecking ball. She went in there and started making things happen and didn't take guff from some of these people. And look at what a lot of those career bureaucrat left-wing wackos that worked at OPI did. They quit. Well, good. Get out of here and don't come back. In fact, you know what we're going to do, and you know what she did? In fact, She lowered the bureaucracy so much that they were able to get rid of an entire building and sell an entire building in Helena that had been manned by a bunch of left-wing bureaucrat wackos that were going after your kids and bogging your teachers and your school districts down with a bunch of bureaucratic BS. So good job, Elsie Aronson, and thank you for your service and your tenure. And then now Susie's going to come in, and she's going to be nice, and she's gonna whip things into shape. And anyway, I just had to throw that one out there. Thanks to Stephen and Cody for that rant. Robert in Belgrade, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Well, we're talking about the Bills earlier, and everybody's talking about they don't disagree with this or that. You got the heading of the bill. Who knows what's in the bill? You know, there's 100, 200 pages down below. Might be completely different. Like Nancy Pelosi once said, we need to pass it so we know what's in it. I mean, 100, 200 pages, who reads it all? You or I don't. You know, and, you know, maybe some of these people are voting differently than what we think. They've read the bill and they know there's more bad in it in the small print than there is good. Should have standalone bills. Simple.
Yeah, I mean, that's ideal. But also, on the other hand, I just want to see the Trump agenda get rammed through and as quickly as possible, because we typically do not have time on our side. So, look, I get the people, I want single subject bills, I want all appropriation bills. Yeah, get it, that's ideal. But look, what we really want is Trump's agenda rammed through, the America First agenda rammed through as quickly as possible, because we may only have the next 2 years. We might lose a majority here or there.
I agree with that 100%, but we still need to know what's in the bills.
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah. What do you think about the names you're hearing thus far that are being floated for Trump's cabinet and other key positions?
Well, he's done his homework. He's not going to let happen what happened last time. People in there that aren't with him. He's done his homework. He knows. So it doesn't matter my opinion. He's 10 times smarter than me, maybe 100. He's done his homework. He's got the right people in place. So I stand with him, whatever he says or does.
All right. Well, great to hear from you, Robert. Thanks for the call. Yeah, he's got the mandate. That's for sure. President Trump's, what kind of mandate does he have? President Trump's mandate, the Trump War Room shared this. Actually, it was a CNN audio clip they shared a few days ago. President Trump posted gains in 49 states, even in the District of Columbia, the biggest party swing since 1992, the best Republican showing in 20 years with 18 to 29-year-olds, the best Republican showing in 48 years with black voters, the best Republican showing in 52-plus years with Hispanics, and the best popular vote for House Republicans in a presidential year since 1928. He's got a mandate. 406-294-0970, the number for you. I want to go back. I was talking about Pete Hegseth, who is the host of Fox and Friends on the weekend on Fox News. He's a two-time Bronze Star recipient, Iraq, Afghanistan veteran. And yet here you've got these pearl-clutching pansies on MSNBC and Jared Goldman, and the Democrat member of Congress, saying that he's not qualified to be the Secretary of Defense. Unbelievable. And so I told you about how Greg Gutfeld shared this montage last night on Fox about, you know, these Democrats and the guy on MSNBC, you know, the pearl-clutching pansies, saying that, oh, Pete Hegseth, this is a joke. What kind of picks is Trump throwing out there? Well, we saw the people that the Democrats appointed to key positions in the last few years. Yeah. You remember Admiral Levine, the guy who dresses up in women's clothes and pretends to be an admiral? You remember Lipstick Lex Luthor, the Department of Energy appointee with a top secret security clearance, who was stealing women's underwear and luggage from the airport carousel?
You know what's really bothering these idiots? Well, first, Pete Hegseth is a man, obviously. Not so obvious, Biden's choices. I mean, talk about transparency in government. When you see our men, they're not hiding behind a skirt or stealing them. P- Pete was way ahead of everyone else on the decline of our fighting forces. He was the first, most persuasive voice bent on preserving the lethality of our forces, which was under attack from within, thanks to the scourge of identity politics. Identity politics did three things to the military. It undermined meritocracy, the necessary ingredient for commanding a lethal force. It splintered the fighting forces into competing self-interests. And it put targets on troops who resisted, branding them as extremists who warranted investigation. No wonder the media is using the appeal to authority fallacy to smear Hegseth. Who is this guy, they mutter. Well, he's a two-time Bronze Star winner. I've got three. And he's been in the service for decades. And he's the guy who's about to kick your asses to the curb.
All right. And going back to Stephen and Cody's great phone call, how many of these woke fake admirals at the Pentagon, I'm talking about the career bureaucrats, you know, you go out into that massive, monstrous parking lot outside the Pentagon, how many of these career bureaucrats that show up late, that leave early while the troops in the field suffer, how many of them will simply quit because they just can't handle it? They've got post-traumatic stress because of Donald J. Trump's big win for the presidency. I was talking earlier about these three University of Wyoming volleyball players who are now part of this bombshell lawsuit against the transgender player for San Jose State University. Got a great message from Robert in Lewistown. If my women's team was playing a women's team and they had a man, I would recruit the men's basketball team out onto the volleyball court and end them. That's Robert and Lewis. Okay, you got one man? We're just going to bring a whole team of men in here, the tallest men we can find, to just spike that ball right in your faces, was the point Robert and Lewistown made. Now, it's fun to joke about that, right, Robert? But in all reality, we wouldn't want to see any of these women hurt. That's what the Democrats have been doing. Not just with their illegal immigration policy, with their transgender sports policy and everything else, right? Okay, what should we talk about next? You tell us, 406-294-0970. Let's talk. I'm thinking we should talk about the legislature and the governor's budget priorities. More tax cuts on the way. That's what we like to hear. Let us keep more of our money. The rest.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
You know, I went back and listened once again to our conversation with the Speaker of the House here in Montana, Matt Regeer out of Kalispell, who is now the president-elect for the Montana Senate. And a great conversation. I love the fact that it wasn't just big picture agenda items he talked about, but really had some specifics he was talking about yesterday as well, just after being elected Senate president. But he mentioned how there is a large budget surplus once again in Helena. Look at, I mean, again, can we just, in honor of the great Rush Limbaugh, I was a junior high kid when I read Rush Limbaugh's book, See, I Told You So. This is another Rush Limbaugh, See, I Told You So moment. What did the Republican-dominated legislature and the Republican governor do last session? What did they do the session before? They cut your taxes. And they gave you additional property tax rebates and income tax rebates on top of lowering the long-term tax rates. And what happened? Well, Montana's economy outperformed all of the blue states across America. We've got the second highest wage growth in the country. And that was in the face of the Bidenflation that we've been seeing all across America. Despite the national economic headwinds, you know, we did better thanks to tax cuts and more coming from Helena. Well, now the governor's going to do it again. According to the Montana Television Network report by Jonathan Ambarian, Gianforte lays out budget priorities for 2025 legislative session. But to what President Regeer said yesterday, President-elect Regeer said, we have a budget surplus. But the liberal media and the Democrats have told us ever since I was a kid in the 1980s that if you cut taxes, you lose revenue. No, if you cut taxes, you help the economy. And when we the people do better, revenue collection does better. Amazing how that works. So they have a budget surplus, which is why Governor Gianforte now is talking about more income tax reductions. How much more? $850 million in income tax reductions. He wants to lower the top tax rate from 5.9% to 4.9%. Now, for those of you that are, why is he lowering the top tax rate? Look, if you make somewhere around $20,000 a year, you pay the top tax rate. So anyway, great news there. Plus, he's calling for increased pay for our Montana Highway Patrol troopers. He's been working with Attorney General Austin Knutson to deliver higher pay for our great MHP troopers out there. And they're working, the governor in his budget, apparently $150 million to expand capacity at the Montana State Prison and $250 million to implement a longer-term plan to address correctional needs. He also wants to boost pay for entry-level teachers and build on those pay boosts from the past session as well. So there you go, folks. That's what winning looks like. Tim in Billings on the phone lines. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. So on the news break here a few minutes ago, I heard one of the leftist media talking heads, you know, say unqualified loyalists. So this is their new talking point, their new buzzword, unqualified loyalists. So let me translate that for you. That's an average American who, through their own hard work and sacrifice, was able to put themselves in a station in life that's more comfortable than where they started. And they're not an elitist, silver spoon fed, you know, dynasty family member, legacy political member that's been in the bureaucracy for decades and decades. So what that is that's a slap in the face to you, to I, to every other working class American that goes to work every day. That's a slap in the face to say, shut up, know your place, don't aspire to great things, because if you do, you're not qualified, you don't belong here.
Yeah.
So Trump is putting people in place that understand the average American, not the bureaucracy, not the class system. We don't have a caste system like India. We don't have a lower class and a higher class. You can ascend to higher places by your own achievement, by your own merits.
That's right. That's right. In fact, David Noble and I were chatting earlier off air. And because we were talking about, you know, illegal aliens and, you know, hey, what are they going to do to crack down on companies that hire illegal aliens, when Trump comes into power? Because right now, you know, basically the Biden administration has been telling companies that they have to hire non-citizens, right? So and David and I were talking. He's like, I delivered newspapers. He said, I mowed lawns. And I was like, yeah, me too. I delivered newspapers. I mowed lawns. I washed dishes at a Mexican restaurant. I became a busboy. Then I became a waiter. When I was a little kid, I even would take rocks out of the yard and paint them different colors and put them in the back of my red wagon and go door to door selling painted rocks so I could have money for video games at the Pizza Hut. You know what I mean? It's like, but we've got
Absolutely.
Too many people now that like, but what, because what these companies will say is, well, we can't get these white guys to do the work. We can't get them to even show up for work. So that's why they claim that they have to go out and hire, you know, illegals or non-citizens, right? And you know, to a certain extent, look at what they are doing to America, where they are taking away and destroying work ethic. And that's why we want to keep more of our own money, because we want to work and we want to keep more of what we work for. And they always want to take it away from us. And then they want to fill the country with a bunch of illegal aliens and more.
Absolutely. And I hope the media keeps doing it, and I hope the left keeps doing it. Because like I said, every time they say this, it's a slap in the face to guys like you and I and the millions and millions of others across this entire country that voted for this mandate, that's tired of the old bureaucracy, the old way that our country's been running. They want to see a change. If everything was great with the way things were going, we wouldn't have seen this huge wave of people that have said enough is enough. We want a change in the way that our government works. We want it to work for us, not against us. We don't want our government to hold us down and prevent us from ascending to the higher levels of wealth and success because we don't have we don't use the right pronouns. we don't follow the same ideology.
We put our pants on one leg at a time instead of putting on a dress. Go figure. Hey, there was one other thing, Tim. There was one other point on this front that Jeremy Carl made a great point, because the other thing that the liberal media is doing and they're going to start doing, you mentioned Trump's just trying to get unqualified loyalists. Well, first off, they're qualified. They're more qualified than the weirdos you guys were putting into positions of power. But second off, you know, David Noble and I had this conversation earlier, and it was a great back and forth. And Tim, stand by, because I want to run one other idea by here in just a second. But we had this conversation off air where David was making the point, too. He was saying, yeah, the idea that they're saying Donald Trump is picking loyalists. Well, of course he is picking loyalists, because that's what a president needs. That's what a president should have. And then I made the point, look, the president deserves people that are loyal to him, but it's not just about people that are loyal to the president. The American people voted for Donald J. Trump, and so it's about loyalty to the American people. They voted for Donald Trump, and so it's the loyalty to the American people is getting people in positions that Donald Trump wants to be in those positions. But the other thing, Tim, that the liberal media is doing right now is they're saying, well, these people aren't very diverse. They're not very diverse. Jeremy Carl had a great tweet about 24 hours ago. Biden's cabinet had zero straight white Protestant men among its 26 members. So don't tell us you're diverse when you can't even have one straight white Protestant man on your on your team. I thought that was pretty funny.
Very representative of the population of the United States, right? Very representative of it. You know, and the other thing is, how many MAGA supporters did Joe Biden have in his cabinet? I mean, if we want to talk about loyalists, did we have anybody that was in Make America Great Again, you know, loyalist in Joe Biden's cabinet?
Yeah, great question. Great question. And then the other thing is, too, well, okay, I better get to another caller here before we get to the break. Thanks for the call, Tim. Good to hear from you. Randy in Livingston, what's on your mind before we go to the break?
Hey, Aaron, how are you doing?
Hey, doing great.
Great. I had a question. Has there been any word whether or not possibly Matt Rosendale would be in the running for maybe the VA job? Because I know he was chairing the VA subcommittee.
Yeah, and he did some good things on that subcommittee too. Yeah.
Yeah, he did, and I know this is it for him. You know, he didn't run again, but I was very impressed with him that man wanted to make a point. He didn't care what wall he ran through. He was an impressive guy.
So will he be tapped for VA director? I think I've got an answer for you. Stand by. Back after this.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Things are going to get very, very heated, very, very fast. We also have other breaking news, as I predicted, John Thune. I always thought it was going to be hard. I would have preferred our Senator Rick Scott to be the Senate Majority Leader, but I kind of felt it was baked in the cake. And one thing I think Republicans need to change are any votes in private. That has to stop. I think we need transparency. And I think every senator should have been willing to go on the record and let their constituents know who they voted for Majority Leader. It's that simple. Now, I know that Thune has been closely associated with Mitch McConnell, and I hope he will lead differently than Mitch McConnell.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
When you're hiring for your business, ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. This made us wonder, what if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K = 42.
Escape rooms? Elementary. And summiting Everest? would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Simple. So, see what the world is like when ZipRecruiter does the hard work of hiring for you. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The news of who the next president will be doesn't change the fact that the budget imbalances neither candidate wanted to address will be moving to center stage. Silence on these vital issues makes solving the problems harder. In the case of Social Security, at least, the electorate is prepared for the inevitable changes that must take place. It's a program running out of money, and that means bumping up revenue and cutting back benefits. There's just no other way. Healthcare in general, and Medicare in particular, is where the situation is much worse. Nothing has been done to educate the populace as to what the problem is, much less what's needed. We're endlessly told that the program is popular and that voters will be angry if it's changed. But what makes Medicare popular is at the core of why it's so out of balance. We like doctors telling us what we need and government paying for it. My car mechanic and I would like a similar arrangement for auto repairs. But then what do you think would happen to the repair bills? I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you 406-201-6263.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing that Randy in Livingston was wondering there. He just asked the question, hey, is Congressman Matt Rosendale, he, of course, has been representing the Eastern Congressional District, but he decided not to run for reelection. So he's on his way out, and Troy Downing will be the new member of Congress representing the Eastern Congressional District. So, yeah, I think a lot of people are wondering, hey, what's Matt going to do next? What's Matt going to be up to next? Tim and Savage told us a few days ago, he said on Veterans Day, it was great to see Congressman Rosendale out in Sydney and Glendive attending some Veterans Day events. And I hadn't seen him at a lot of events across the state here over the past few months. So the fact that he was showing up at some Veterans Day events, I started to wonder, hey, maybe there is something to this story. About 8 days ago or so, Politico had a report where they said they were speculating on who President Trump's cabinet nominees might be. And for VA Secretary for Veterans Affairs, they had thrown out two names, Robert Wilkie, who already was VA Secretary for Trump, and then they had Matt Rosendale listed there as well. So I started wondering, hey, maybe there's something to this story. He's at Veterans Day events. Matt Gaetz and him were close, and Gaetz just got the nod for AG. However, I just saw a Washington Post article here that's even newer than that Politico. And apparently Politico has gotten a lot of the other speculation wrong already based off of who's already been named. But the Washington Post is floating three names apparently rumored to be up for consideration for VA Secretary. Peter O'Rourke served as chief of staff during the first Trump administration and was the acting VA secretary briefly. Jeff DeLulo is another name that's being mentioned. He's a U.S. Military Academy graduate, former Army infantry officer who's got some corporate experience. I think I got to meet Jeff at the Trump rally in Montana earlier this year. And then Darren Selnick is another name. Darren Selnick has been with us in studio here. He's a senior advisor at Concerned Veterans for America. Great guy. He's done some great things with CVA and our friend Chris Ingett and crew. So Darren Selnick's name is being thrown out there as well. So that's the three. But, yeah, it does make you wonder, what is Congressman Rosendale going to do now that he's no longer going to be serving in Congress? So we'll see. 406-294-0970 is the number for you. We're going to have the phone lines open coming up in the 9 o'clock hour of this show as well. One reminder I want to throw out there. I know we're getting very short on time here. For any of you
who are the families of the Stillwater Mine, whether you are Stillwater miners, whether you're the spouses of the laid off Stillwater miners, you know, hundreds of Stillwater miners facing layoffs as a result of the Green New Deal agenda, the dumping of Russian palladium into our American market, and, you know, other just disastrous decisions from this administration here these last 3 to 4 years. The Montana Department of Labor is on the ground in Columbus, Montana all week long. They've got staff members from the Flathead all over the state of Montana that are in Columbus to help you out, to provide assistance to our laid off Stillwater mine workers. Not only that, but if your job wasn't at the mine or for the mine, but yet nonetheless you are facing a layoff at your job because your job depended on the mine, for example, they're providing support to you as well. So go out and see the crew from the Montana Department of Labor. Commissioner Sarah Swanson is there firsthand as well. They're there all week long, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 a.m. They've got 40 skilled professionals ready to help you and your families through what I know is a very tough, sad week for the families of the Stillwater Mine. So thanks to Sarah and her crew for being out there to provide support. What are we going to talk about in the 9 o'clock hour? Why don't you tell us? Phone lines are open, 406-294-0970, and you can message us on the Montana Talks app.
Military matters.
Former Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira was sentenced to 15 years in federal prison on Tuesday for leaking classified military information to online chat rooms. The leaked documents covered sensitive topics, including Russia's war in Ukraine, troop movements, and Western weapons delivery timelines. Between 2022 and 2023, Teixeira, a 22-year-old cyber transport systems specialist, shared dozens of classified documents with over 150 million people on Discord, acknowledging he was behind the year-long distribution of classified documents. Here's Joshua Levy, acting U.S. attorney for the District of Massachusetts, who oversaw the case.
Jack Teixeira abused his position of trust, and he exploited his top-secret clearance to access hundreds of classified top-secret information and then share them on Discord, a social media gaming platform that reaches over 150 million people across the globe.
For Military Matters at the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.